Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee is asking you, the public, about what it's like to live and work in the Ocean State. And as Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, residents can speak their minds at a series of public forums scheduled for this week.
The forums are part of an initiative out of the governor's office called Roadmap RI. It's a project analyzing the state's business climate and economic competitiveness. The goal is to travel across the state, listen to residents about what it's like to get a job, buy a home, and get an education in the Ocean State, then use that feedback to develop policy. There are four events this week, starting this evening. They're in Woonsocket, Bristol, Kingston, and East Providence. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Rhode Island House Speaker Gordon Fox is considering marrying his longtime partner now that the state has legalized same-sex marriage. The Providence Journal reports that Fox and Marcus LaFond want to tie the knot on November 12th. That's the anniversary of the day they had a commitment ceremony and started wearing rings even before the state allowed gay couples to marry. Fox tells the Journal the only holdup is that November 12th falls on a Tuesday this year. Rhode Island's community health centers are launching a campaign today to educate patients about the state's health insurance exchange. Jane Hayward, CEO of the Rhode Island Health Center Association, says nearly 135,000 patients visited a community health center last year. Of those, 32% lacked insurance. Rhode Island's exchange, known as HealthSource RI, will be an online marketplace where people can purchase coverage. And Hayward says many community health center patients don't understand how it works.
Not many people actually understand what's going to be available October 1st. But in the meantime, we need to be talking with our patients in the health centers who don't have insurance to make sure that they're engaging with us and understand that we'll be available to help guide them as they start to work through a new system.
Rhode Island's exchange, known as HealthSource RI, goes online October 1st. The individual mandate requiring insurance coverage takes effect on January 1st. Authorities are resuming the search this morning for a pair of boaters who never returned home yesterday. WPRI reports the men were seen entering the water at Taylor's Landing on Larkins Pond in South Kingstown. They're believed to have taken the small Chepuxet River and were heading toward Warden's Pond. The Department of Environmental Management, South Kingstown Police, and Tiverton Police are all conducting the search. They had to stop overnight but plan to be out again today with boats and a helicopter to help out. And wildlife experts are reminding boaters to notify authorities if they see marine animals tangled up in nets or other debris out at sea. The Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies on Cape Cod has response teams ready to help animals in waters off Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. Officials say debris like nets and ropes are leading causes of injury for endangered species like sea turtles and whales. They say boaters should not try to help the animals themselves because an untrained person could further injure an animal, and a frightened marine animal could be dangerous to boaters.
Back in 1996, when Jack Reed was waging his first U.S. Senate campaign, Texas Governor Ann Richards came to Newport to speak at a Reed fundraiser. The tall and tart-tongued Texan introduced the vertically challenged Rhode Island Democrat by saying, to prolonged laughter, that Reed is proof that size doesn't matter. So we're the smallest state. Yes, Providence lives in the long shadow of Boston, a world-class city on the cutting edge of a 21st-century economy that values education and innovation. A stubborn recession has left the Ocean State with an unemployment rate kissing 9%, one of the nation's highest. And we know that the Rhode Island inferiority complex holds way too much sway over our culture and politics, as if our politicians invented bribery and chicanery, and our business community is too weak to create even one new job. Now comes the Rhode Island Foundation with an advertising campaign to highlight the good things about our state. The punchline is, it's all in our backyard. That's a less than subtle twist on the old Rhode Island habit of saying, not in my backyard, to anything that might upset the status quo in a state that grasps onto nothing so tightly as doing things the way we always have. It's summer, the season when Rhode Island wears its Sunday vestments. The sun is high, the sky alive with whipped cream clouds, the ocean a cobalt blue. as you lay on one of our spectacular beaches, resting to the crash and wheeze of the surf, it might be time to stop taking for granted Rhode Island's assets. If unemployment's at 8.9%, that means 91% of us are working. Our state has some of America's top business brands. Even though we aren't big enough to be a county anywhere west of New Haven, Rhode Island's home to Textron, CVS, Hasbro, Taco, G-Tech, Citizens Financial Group, Electric Boat, the Quonset Port, Washington Trust, and Alex and Ani. Nothing lights up the local TV news and splashes headlines like violent crime. Yet facts are stubborn things. What they show is that our state is one of the nation's safest. Rhode Island is second lowest in the nation for gun deaths and has the 10th lowest crime rate. In this season of fresh corn and steaming lobsters, it'll come as no surprise that our state has the largest percentage of farms selling directly to the public. It's just a short ride in a car or on a bike on a Saturday morning to the farmer's market. Everybody complains about our schools, but did you know that Barrington's public schools were rated fourth in the United States in a Forbes magazine survey of best schools for your real estate buck? As far as higher education goes, where in America is there a place with a similar population to Rhode Island that has a constellation of such fine colleges as Brown, Bryant, URI, PC, RISD, RIC, Johnson & Wales, the U.S. Naval War College, and Salve Regina? It is true that many Rhode Islanders take our state's attractions for granted. Outsiders don't. It would be nice if there was as many people from Cranston signing the book at the John Brown House as there are from Canada. Where else in the country can you walk streets and view houses that were around in the colonial era? What other state has a holiday in August celebrating Victory Day? A perfect time for a boat ride, to put a striper on the grill, or slather on the sunscreen and head for Fred Benson Beach? And what other place has the puckish humor to make a blue bug a state highway icon, or argue over whether calamari or a stuffed quahog ought to be the official appetizer, or is home to Family Guy? As the Rhode Island Foundation rolls out this It's All in Our Backyard campaign, we're sure the local wags will be working overtime. Remember the Biggest Little State in the Union ads that sprouted in the early 1980s when Joe Garrahy was governor? The ink was barely dry on the print ads when bumpers around the state sported Biggest Little State of Confusion stickers.